Welcome to Weekly Update with State Representative Martin Causer of the 67th Legislative District in McKean, Potter, and Cameron Counties. Representative Causer, welcome to another report to your constituents. We'd like to begin this week by talking about rural health care. Obviously a big deal in your district and all across the northern part of the state. I understand that the rural health care legislative health briefing happened this week. What did you learn?
Well, this is an annual event that happens at the Capitol. This year's 2026 Rural Pennsylvania Legislative Briefing on Rural Health. The topic this year was From Deserts to Access and Ensuring Healthcare in Rural Pennsylvania. And certainly that's a top priority here in our district with all the challenges that we're facing with the recent closure of Bradford Regional Medical Center and just overall access to healthcare issues. It's certainly a number one priority at this particular hearing, which is hosted by the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health. The meeting started with a welcome by Lisa Davis, the director of the Pennsylvania Office of Rural Health, and then comments by the four chairs of the House and Senate Health Committee, and then moved on to a presentation and panel discussion by a number of presenters. The panel was moderated by Eric Keel, the director of policy and partnership with the Pennsylvania Association of Community Health Centers. The first presenter was Terry Lacey, the chief executive officer of the Wayne Memorial Community Health Centers. And the topic that she was discussing is maternal health. And we know with our 8-county region lacking labor and delivery services that maternity health care is a top priority. It was a very interesting discussion because they have a situation in Wayne County where a local hospital is teaming up with a federally qualified health care center to provide labor and delivery services in that region. The federally qualified healthcare center provides the doctors and staff, and the local hospital provides labor and delivery services. So that was an interesting model and one that certainly is also being discussed in this region as a solution to our maternal care issue. In addition to that, Helen Hawkey from the Pennsylvania Coalition of Oral Health was talking about oral health care and how vitally important that is and strengthening oral health care. Christine Roussel, a pharmacist with Geisinger Health, talked about pharmacy access, which is also critically important in rural PA. And we know with several communities not having access to pharmacies, how important that is. And she came forward with some ideas on strengthening that system. And then the final presenter was Gary Waters, the executive director and EMS chief at AMED in Altoona, talking on the topic of emergency medical services. Gary's been up here to our region before for some of our meetings. He had a great presentation on ways to strengthen emergency medical services in rural communities. Very informative. Overall, the topic was access to health care. I had a chance to speak during the question and answer period and talked about our access issues here and also the fact that we need the federal funding that's coming to the state to go to issues that benefit access the most. So I had the chance to question the panelists about ideas and how we can spend that money in a wise manner to get the most bang for our buck. And that's very important, I believe. So overall, a great hearing and one that can lead to a lot of solutions to our issues.
And Representative, forest products and the forest products industry, a huge part of the economy in our state. I understand you got to participate in the Timber Caucus meeting this week. What went on there?
Well, the forest products industry is certainly huge in our area and also across the Commonwealth. Agriculture is our top industry in the Commonwealth, and forest products is a huge part of our agriculture industry. The industry supports over 63,000 jobs in the Commonwealth with an economic impact of over $39 billion annually. The House Timber Caucus, of which I serve as the co-chair of the caucus, met this week. My fellow co-chair is Representative Paul Takak from Center County, and we had the opportunity to bring members of the legislature together along with the Pennsylvania Forest Products Association to talk about the impact of the forest products industry and opportunities to grow the industry. So we're all working hard to support the forest products industry in Pennsylvania.
Representative Causer, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in for another weekly update with State Representative Martin Causer.